Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Linden State College is officially installing its new president this week. Dr. Joe Bertolino is the 15th president of LSC, and he joins me now from the VPR studio at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Your personal style seems to be setting a distinct tone for the kind of leadership that you want to provide at Linden State, starting with the fact that I called you Joe because apparently that's what you want everybody to call you, Dr. Joe or Joe. Can you describe your approach to this job?
Well, for me, it's all about relationships. In general, I prefer to be called Joe, and my students at my previous institution used to refer to me as Joe or Dr. Joe. Prior to that, it was Dean Joe at my institution before that. But I think that Linden State College is a small, intimate place in which people know your name. And so for me, ensuring that people know my name and call me by name, and I in turn know their name and call them by their first name, I think is extraordinarily important.
You must have had, though, at least a couple of interesting miscommunications with people. You know, you say, I'm Joe, and they're not thinking, oh, yes, the president of my college. And do they treat you differently before they realize who they're talking to?
You know, it's interesting. Well, I'll share with you a brief story if I can.
Yeah.
I did have a major misstep in forgetting someone's name. My very first week, a gentleman came to visit me in my office at the college, and he came in his jeans and his short sleeve shirt, and he just said, Joe, I just came by to say hello and to see how you were doing. And I was certain that I had met this gentleman before, the day before, actually, and that he was a member of our buildings and grounds team. And so I looked at him, we were chatting, and I said, so how long have you worked at the college? And he looked at me, he cocked his head to the side and said, Joe, I'm Gary Moore, chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Vermont State College System.
So you got a taste of your own medicine.
I got a taste of my own medicine. It was horrifying. The good news is that we laugh about that to this day. You know, I think that in general, when folks find their way and we're chatting and I introduce myself as Joe, and then at some point folks will realize that I'm the president of Linden State College, there's that brief moment or gap in time where they kind of sit back and go, oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Bertolino. And I'm like, no, my name is Joe, and I'm a member of this community no different than anyone else, and talk to me about your experiences. I think it's really important for people to know that Joe is a regular guy, like everyone else in this community, and is committed to this community and loves it.
You have an electronic suggestion box on the campus website called Dr. Joe Wants to Know.
I do.
And you're encouraging people to submit ideas like, hey, Joe, we need more recycling bins. Are you trying to change the perception of the president's office?
I am. I think that it's really important that folks know that their president is available, is accessible, is listening, wants to form a relationship with them, and not only with the Linden State College community, but with the external community, as I call it, coming down from the hill, if you will, from Linden State to Lindenville. And for that matter, I keep reminding folks that we're the College of the Northeast Kingdom, and we are here to serve and to develop partnerships and to be a resource.
You officially accepted the job of LSC president last February, so February of 2012. You're just being officially installed now, but you've been on the job for several months. How long have you been doing this now?
About 9 months. It's interesting because I often joke, I found my way to Linden by accident, though I'm not sure if there are accidents. I received a call in the fall of 2011, and Tim Donovan had said, Joe, you know, your name has come up for the presidency at Linden State College. My immediate reaction was, I'm sorry, where is Linden State College? That was followed by, sure, I'll come up to visit. And I was pleasantly surprised. I was really impressed and fascinated and taken by the community. You know, when I asked students and members of the community, why Linden State? I'm from New York City, Queens. So why move from Queens, New York to Lindenville, Vermont? And the students and the members of the community said the same thing to me. Well, you know, Joe, we care about each other here. Everybody here knows your name. You're not a number. You're a name. And that really resonated with me, particularly as someone who values relationships. And I'm an individual that has a social work background. And so that interpersonal connection is extraordinarily important to me. I'll also share with you that what fascinated me about Lyndon was the fact that I could sit in a room with a full professor and a member of the maintenance team who are sitting right next to each other, and despite their titles, despite their quote-unquote rank within the Lyndon State College system, they would be passionate in speaking about students and the need to support and help students and care about each other in this community. And that was just something that I couldn't pass up.
That didn't happen at Queens College in New York, where you were the vice president before you became the president here?
I think it did, but in a different way. Queens was a very large institution of about 20,000 students, and certainly students there called me Dr. Joe, and I had some wonderful relationships. But Lyndon was different, and I think that the opportunity to be at a smaller place and to be able to walk across campus and stop and interact with members of our community has been extremely important to me. One can do that at a larger institution, but not as intimately. It's also fun, to be perfectly candid, to be able to go down into the town of Lyndonville and to stop by each of the shops and support our community, and for them to know you by name and for me to know them by name. I've been joking because I adopted a dog, a Lhasa Apso Rescue. And when I went to adopt her, I posted her picture on Facebook, and I encouraged the students to name her. And we settled on Willoughby Vale, Willoughby after the lake, of course, and Vale after the Vale Manor. And what was fascinating was it was only a matter of time before Willoughby was on the front page of the Caledonian Record. She's quite popular, more popular than I am. But I really think that that speaks to the community when I walk downtown and people say, how's Willoughby doing? So it's just really terrific.
So you've got a new mascot for the school.
I do. Yes, we do. We do.
You come from a background in student affairs. You spent a lot of time in your career in student affairs.
I did.
When you're a president, though, you certainly still have to focus on residential life and students, but you also are the fundraiser in chief.
I am.
And you have to focus on development, and you have to have your hand in every piece of a school's development and economic picture and all the rest of that. So how are you reorienting yourself to be that fundraiser-in-chief and all of those other tasks that go along with being a president?
Having come from student affairs, that actually has served me quite well, because I often say if you've lived in a residence hall and you've managed to essentially deal with students at every level, faculty and staff at every level, parents and community members at every level, and even finances, at some point you're prepared to virtually do anything. And so from my perspective, I think that that entire experience has served me extraordinarily well. Because I think I am very relationship-centered, it has not been a difficult transition for me. I'm very comfortable being out and about in the community, reaching out and having conversations and connecting with folks. And I'm not shy in terms of asking people for support, because it's really about telling the Lyndon State College story. And that's what's really important. And I like to consider myself a fairly good storyteller, but mostly because I believe in the story that Lyndon has to tell, and I'm passionate about it. I did engage in a 100-day listening tour, which actually never ended, to be perfectly honest, because what I have done is visit alumni and business and government and local leaders from all over the state and beyond. I'm guessing at this point I have visited with well over 1,000 individuals in the 9 months that I have been president. And so while it's true that one has a responsibility to the day-to-day operation of the college, the truth of the matter is that in this role, I wind up being the face of the college and the spokesperson for the college. And one needs to be able to count on a strong leadership team, which I have, to essentially run the day-to-day operation in many respects.
I'm curious, you've mentioned a couple of times that you're not shy about going out into the community and talking to people and introducing yourself. And you've mentioned that a lot of the people now in Lyndonville know you. Do you feel like you've been accepted in Vermont? I mean, you still hear often about Flatlanders coming into Vermont, and you're in the Northeast Kingdom, which has been traditionally the most isolated part of Vermont. Do you find that people are accepting you?
I think people are wonderful. I have not felt alienated or not accepted at all, just the opposite. In fact, I feel as though individuals have actually gone out of their way to warmly welcome me and my partner to Linden State College, to the Northeast Kingdom. I also have to share with you that I think there is a genuine love and care and concern for the college, and there is a desire that I, as the new president of the college and the team that I work with, are successful in the service of students and in the service of the community. So from my perspective, it's really been terrific.
Your inauguration week and all of the activities that are going along with it are really centered around this idea of inclusiveness and diversity and community service. Did you set that tone yourself? Did you ask for that to be the theme of the inauguration week?
Yes, I did. I think it's very important that the college remember that it is a member of the community, of the Lindenville community, of the Northeast Kingdom community, of the Vermont community. And as a result of that, we have a responsibility to the community, both internal and external. I also wanted to send the message that we are an inclusive community that's dedicated to issues of social justice and access for higher education. It is no secret I am an openly gay man. And there are very few openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer presidents in higher education in the United States. In fact, there is a small group of about 30 of us, LGBTQ presidents in higher education, that started a few years back. And I have the privilege of serving as part of that pioneering group. And so understanding from my personal experience issues of oppression and inequality and inequity, I think that it's important for me to model good behavior and educate educate our community, rather, regarding issues of social justice and equality.
If I could change gears a little bit to a different kind of serving the community, later on this week, you're going to be hosting a symposium of CEOs from major employers in the region.
Yes.
And Linden has been seen as a driver of economic activity in the Northeast Kingdom. The Northeast Kingdom certainly in a period of transition right now and a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen. What do you plan to do as a college president to tie education to employment in the Northeast Kingdom?
Well, this is really an exciting time for us, and we have worked very closely with Bill Stanger in the Northeast Kingdom with regard to both Burke and Jay Peak and Newport. And what's exciting about that is we actually had a group of faculty and administrators and students meet with him very recently to really talk about our curriculum and to talk about how we as an institution can reshape our curriculum and work with him and his team so that we can essentially prepare students for the upcoming job market, to prepare students for the types of employment that he intends to roll out in terms of this 5 to 10,000 jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. So I think that's an exciting prospect. In addition to that, I think as part of our curriculum now, we're already engaged in what is called an IWAL program, an Incubator Without Walls. And essentially what that program does is it brings students together with business leaders, and our students from various disciplines, including our business department, get an opportunity to work hand in hand with these business leaders and help them in ensuring that their business is better. And so a good example of that is perhaps students take the time to review a business's marketing strategy. And as a result of that, we can then provide that business with some information, some strategies to help them be successful in the future. And we have found as a result of that program, we have engaged about 80 to 90 employers, which in turn has created over 100 jobs in the Northeast Kingdom as a result of that program. So I think that that is a foundation for us, and working closely with Bill Stanger will continue to be a model.
Joe Bertolino will be officially installed as president of Linden State College on Friday morning. Joe, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.